11:15, and Mabel Louise Stewart is here.
Good morning. It's so good to be with you. You know, when I say good morning, I mean it. Yes, I do. Looks like a little dab will do it today because we're promised clouds, rain, and sunshine. Well, it's a good old summertime, and don't you just love it? And oh my goodness, it's going way too fast, at least for me. I love it, and I'm sure you do too. Except for those real hot days, right? Well, we can just be thankful for air conditioning, right? We're so spoiled, aren't we? Well, you know what? The coronavirus has stirred up all of us in our hearts today. So many questions come to our minds. When will all of this end? Nothing's normal anymore. Will there be a second round of the epidemic? What if I get the virus and I give it to my family? Or what if I get the virus and I die? Well, all of these questions are going through our minds. And the most important today, and which is my subject, if we die, where will we spend eternity? And how can I know for sure? So this is a good time for me to bring on the broadcast. What does it mean to believe in Jesus? Because if you believe in Jesus and you die, you're going to heaven to be with him and hopefully some of your loved ones. Well, I just remembered as I was working on this message of an experience my sweetheart husband and I had on our way to a speaking engagement. We were scheduled for a missionary conference, and we were going away along on the highway, and we passed by a car that was in trouble. And my husband said, "Sweetheart, let's stop and see if we can help," for we could both see that it was a young teenager and he was having tire trouble. He seemed so anxious because he was going to be late for high school. So we said to him, "Would you like for us to not only help you, but take you to school?" He said, "Oh, that would be so wonderful. I'll call my parents and they can come and fix the car and get it." So we left a note on the car and headed off to the high school so he wouldn't be late. And while we were running up to the school, which was about 4 miles, we introduced ourselves and asked him his name. And in the midst of the conversation, he asked us where we were going and what we do. And he said, we asked him in the midst of the conversation, we told him we were going to talk about Jesus and that we loved him and he was our Savior. And we asked him if he had ever heard about Jesus. And he said, and he scratched his head, "I think I've heard that name somewhere before." Think of it, right here in Chippewa Falls. And he wasn't sure he'd ever heard of the name of Jesus. So we proceeded in the few miles that we had to tell him what Jesus had done for us and for him, that he had died on the cross to save us from our sins. And in the midst of the conversation, it came up, what does it mean to believe on Jesus? As fast as we could, we tried to explain. And you know what? That is a very common question for different ones that are asking right in the midst of this epidemic that's stirring up strife and is causing so many problems in homes and schools and you name it, churches, all of it has just stirred our hearts. And so on my last broadcast, I explained what it meant to believe, and today I just want to take it a step further so that if you are asking that same question, you might have the answer today. Before I do, for my verse for the day, I'm going to read the story where this very question is asked. What must I do to be saved? I'm looking at Acts. My Bible is open in front of me, and I'm looking at Acts chapter 16. And I'm just going to read about four or five verses. And it's the story of Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas had been preaching to the people, and the Jews were very upset to hear them talk and disagreed with them, so much so that they beat them with stripes and put them in jail. And they told the jailer, put them inside the jail so that they can't get loose. And so about midnight, while Paul and Silas were there, in stocks, by the way, they were praying and singing hymns to God. Think of that. After being beaten and hurt so badly, and then having their feet and their hands all stuck in holes so that they couldn't move, there they were, instead of crying and feeling sorry for themselves, they were praying and singing hymns to our Heavenly Father. And the other prisoners were listening. I guess so. They were intrigued with what was going on. And then, all of a sudden, there was a violent earthquake, and the foundations of the prison were shaken. And all at once, the prison doors flew open, and everybody's chains came loose. Well, at that time, the jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. And at that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately, he and all of his family were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole family. I was intrigued when I studied this years ago to look up and to find out that the head jailer of all of these prisoners had the jail attached to their very home. So that's why the jailer was able to bring in his family and have them hear the gospel and that they were baptized. So that's our lesson today from the scriptures. And so let me just say to you today, does it mean that when you hear believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved, does it mean that you can say with your lips that you believe and you can just keep on living as you always have, disregarding the things that the Bible teaches? I don't think so. Well, the Bible makes it very clear that believing in Jesus is not easy believism. It's not just simply saying, I believe Jesus existed, and then go on living your life like never giving it another thought. Also, believing in Jesus is not just saying, I believe in him as a historical fact. For instance, I loved history in school. I could say I know George Washington because I'd studied all about him. And after all, he was our first American president. No, I know about him from history, but I didn't know him personally. So knowing Jesus is recognizing him as Lord of the universe, as well as Lord of your life. When a person believes in Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior, they accept him in their mind, they accept him in their heart, and in their attitudes. Here's some things to think about. First, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6. So Jesus makes it very clear that when a person accepts him as their Savior, that they trust exclusively in him to forgive them and to save them from their sins. A person can no longer trust their good deeds and their works, church attendance, or some religious system. But at the same time, Jesus frees you from trying to work or earn your way to heaven. You can know you are forgiven of your sins and that you're going to heaven because of what Christ did for you and me on the cross. Sin is what separates a holy God from unholy people. No good works on our part can offer forgiveness of sins or wash them away. This is done only when we believe that Jesus died for our sins and has opened up to us the presence of the Lord. You see, Christ took your sins and mine and died for them. And in turn, the penalty for yours and my sins has been canceled. You stand without sin in the sight of God because of what Christ has done for you when you believed in him. Truly believing in Christ is much more than a bunch of historical facts or someone else's set of beliefs. It's also more than casually saying that you believe in Jesus. True belief in Christ is really trusting him alone and to make you acceptable before God because of the way of the cross. You trust Christ for your way to heaven. His desires become yours. True belief means commitment to Christ. So commitment to Christ is certainly more than easy believism. It's a new way of life. 2 Corinthians 5:17 makes it so clear. If anyone is in Christ, they're a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, the new life has come. So after you make the choice to trust Jesus to forgive your sins, then he wants you to follow him, not just on Sunday, but as a real lifestyle. We follow Christ. We want to live for him, not thinking we're earning salvation or earning a place in heaven, but really out of gratitude of our hearts, we're thanking him for the price that he paid on the cross. So living for Christ is living out the gift of God that he has given to us. And just one more thing. Christ doesn't call us to follow him without giving us the power to do so. Isn't that precious? We can't live the obedient life on our own. Of course, we need help. So, Christ has given us the precious Holy Spirit to help us live a fruitful and blessed life. So the moment you accept Christ in your heart, the Holy Spirit comes to live within you to guide you and help you. Now, back to my question. What does it mean to believe in Jesus? That word believe means simply agreeing in our minds that something is true. It means to trust, to rely, and that we believe so strongly in the Lord that we are willing to commit our lives and live the way he wants us to live. Let me end the broadcast with this illustration. Suppose you were walking along a path and you came to a bridge which crossed a deep canyon. You might look at it and believe that it would hold you and even see other people walking across it, so you know it'll hold your weight. But so far, your belief in the bridge is only in your head. When do you really believe the bridge will hold you? Well, you only believe it when you're willing to commit your life and actually walk across it. It's the same way with Jesus. We can believe that God exists, but God wants us to come to know him personally. And so he has bridged the gap between us by sending Jesus to remove the barrier of sin and become that bridge. So let me just end by saying to believe in Jesus then is to commit our lives by faith to him, to trust him personally as our Lord and our Savior. It's been so good to be with you. Bye-bye.